have a cookout when we're not in fire season. People like to enjoy the dunes, slide down them, play volleyball, things like that. The park does offer a handful of campsites with shade shelters for those who are out hiking on the dunes. The shade shelters come in handy during this time of year, Crow added, because of how hot the temperatures are and the numbers are generally down in the summer. Case in point, the area saw temperatures reach above 110 degrees in some areas, making the sand even hotter. It's still a good day spot for people to come out, Crow said. Most of them usually come in the early morning or evenings. Crow is encouraging those who do come out to enjoy the park and also stay safe by taking the proper precautions. Know where you're going and have plenty of fluids, Crow said. People underestimate how hot it is, especially on the sand. There's not much vegetation to cool things off, and the sand really starts to cook quickly. Even though the park is open for hiking and horseback riding, there are no marked trails where people can keep track of where they are. You can get disoriented in the sand dunes, he said. There's not many objects where you can orient yourself. You just have to take care of yourself. The park gets plenty of visitors from across the state, including Daisy Prieto, who was traveling from Austin to Lubbock and decided to make a quick overnight detour. She and her three small children spent the morning in the park before continuing their trip. It was her first time visiting the sand hills. Most of the time when we go on road trips, it's just going straight up to where we're going and straight back, Prieto said. I wanted to do something to make it fun for the kids, because it's kind of tough to just sit in the car for 7 hours. Crow added there has been an adjustment to how the park operates after Texas Governor Greg Abbott closed the state parks for 2 weeks back in April. The park is limiting operations in its visitor center and reducing capacity due to current restrictions. Section houses are not being rented out at this time, and Crow said that they are encouraging families and others who come out to stay in their groups. We're just trying to offer the same park functions while being cautious, he said. We've had to adjust a little bit, but the park is still open and people can come out and enjoy the sand dunes. Visitors are encouraged to make reservations for day passes at the park and can do so online at https://tinyurl.com/YXCJ8YPF or call 512-389-8900. The park is open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and the visitor center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Admission is $4, with all children 12 years old or younger getting in free. Chick-fil-A fates employee by Michael Bauer. Chick-fil-A may be closed on Sundays, and while that'll still be the case this week, one of them will at least be celebrating the birthday of a longtime employee. Ann Mefford, who's been with Chick-fil-A at Odessa Town Center on 42nd Street for 7 years, will be celebrating her 90th birthday this Sunday, and a socially distant party is in the works. A lot of people in Odessa know Ann, says marketing director Courtney Ashley. She's been with us for 7 years now. Everybody absolutely loves her. She works every single day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., basically, hugs on babies, and talks to everybody, and Chick-fil-A is her calling. The restaurant has asked for the community's help in celebrating Mefford's birthday, as they will host a drive-by birthday celebration Sunday between 6:30 and 8 p.m. People are invited to drive through the Chick-fil-A parking lot and clap, wave, and cheer. We wanted to maintain social distancing, Ashley said. Obviously, we'll be closed on Sunday, so our parking lot will be completely empty. We have several different groups of people who will be coming out from 6:30 to 8 that day. It's just a drive-by. We'll have Ms. Ann sitting outside with lots of fans since we anticipate that it's still warm. It is a surprise, but we did tell her to let her in on the secret. and she's very excited. With COVID-19 going on, Ashley said they were glad to at least find another way to celebrate Mefford's birthday. Typically, we threw her a big birthday party each July and invite all her friends and family, so it's just always a big deal each July, Mefford said. We wanted to find another way to honor her and to still let Odessa get involved. Paredes Navigates College and Police Academy by Royal McGregor. As of Friday afternoon, 22-year-old Caitlin Paredes was sworn into the Odessa Police Department. The Fort Stockton native was one of six recruits to graduate during the 20th session of the Odessa Police Academy Friday at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Paredes has one semester left at University of Texas Permian Basin before she graduates with a Bachelor of Arts degree after she double majored in criminology and political science. It's surreal, Paredes said about achieving one of her two life goals this year. I'm very excited to be accomplishing these things. Paredes is expecting to graduate from UTPB in December. She said during Friday's interview that she took a semester off at UTPB to go through the police academy. As far as the fall semester at UTPB, Paredes doesn't know how many classes will be in person, but she explained she will likely have a majority of her classes online. According to a previous Odessa American article published June 22nd, UTPB will start fall classes August 24th. Classes will continue through December 11th for the fall. However, after Thanksgiving break, students will not be required to return to campus. The remainder of the semester will be held virtually. I paused school in January so I could go ahead and fulfill police academy training, Paredes said. It's a lot to handle, but it's all about balance. The other five recruits who graduated with Paredes were 26-year-old Daniel Baguez of El Paso, 29-year-old Daniel Chapa of Tucson, Arizona, 24-year-old Anthony Martinez of El Paso, 30-year-old Odessan Jose Rodriguez, and 21-year-old Rogelio Sigala of El Paso. OPD Chief Michael Gerke said participants from this session should feel a sense of accomplishment because part of their training needed to be done virtually due to coronavirus. This year, with the ever-present COVID-19, that the academy was delayed for a time, and then it had to go virtual for a time, Gerke said during the graduation ceremony. The recruits had to return to the academy for defensive tactics, mechanics of arrest, and firearm portions of training. You simply can't do that online. Though Martinez graduated from OPA, he isn't scheduled to work for the Odessa Police Department. The 24-year-old instead will be at the Odessa Fire Rescue and the Fire Marshal's office. OFR Chief John Alvarez said Friday that Martinez needed to be a licensed peace officer to be a certified fire investigator. Martinez said he is going to continue training to become a certified fire investigator. Now that I'm certified as a peace officer, my next goal is to get my investigator's license and inspector's license, Martinez said. I'll be shadowing the other marshals and other investigators. I'm going to gain as much knowledge as I can from them. Alvarez said it was a unique opportunity for an OFR employee to go through peace officer training at OPA. We were able to take advantage and send him to the police academy and graduate here, Alvarez said.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, July 26th, 2020. Life and Times. Cool deal. Odessan tackles cooler business by Sam Waller, SWALLER at OAOA.com. There's a photo. Odessa native A.J. Gonzalez has started his company, Infinite Coolers, which offers two sizes of coolers with retractable wheels among its product line. Want a cooler? www.infinite-coolers.com. A.J. Gonzalez took what on the surface seems like a simple idea, expanded on it, and now is in a position to enjoy a big payoff. Gonzalez, an Odessa native, began his company, Infinite Coolers, almost before finishing his business management degree at Texas Tech in 2018. While the concept of wheels on coolers is nothing new, Gonzalez went for a more robust version that would better withstand the rigors of outdoors activities. I was in college and I saw this great product, but I also saw one major problem with this product, he said. The coolers are incredibly heavy when they're full of ice and beverages and other contents. I thought to myself, there's got to be an easier way to transport these coolers without having to almost pull your back out every time you pick them up. So pretty much from there, put a pen to paper, drew out some sketches, and started my research online. I hired a freelance engineer because I'm not the best artist when it comes to drawing. We communicated back and forth and began the design process of the cooler. After many prototypes, many failures, we finally came up with a solid design that worked. In effect, Gonzalez built a little red wagon into the cooler, but took it a step further. The wheel assembly is fully retractable, allowing the coolers to be loaded into vehicles without threat of rolling around. The result is an ice chest that can be pulled along over all kinds of terrain. The wheels are 7-inch all-terrain rubber wheels, Gonzalez said. That's what's big with this. All the other coolers, like the traditional Coleman and Igloo, have small plastic wheels that won't even roll over a patch of grass. These are actually real tires. They're rubber, they're pneumatic, so they have a tube in them and they air up. They have a nice all-terrain stretch, so whether you're at the beach, at the lake, no matter the terrain, you can pull that cooler along with ease. While he knew he had a workable idea, Gonzalez said it took 7 prototypes before hitting on a model that performed as expected. You'd be surprised how difficult it is to get something to roll straight when you're pulling it, he said. When you're working with something that's never been made before, it gets pretty interesting trying to get it to work how you want it. We started off with a base model. After 3D printing and lots of hours and trial and error, after 7 different versions, we finally came up with the one that works and gets the job done. In addition to handling the task of keeping cold things cold, Gonzalez said he also wanted a product with plenty of capacity. Infinite coolers come in 55-quart and 82-quart sizes. The products may be ordered through Infinite Coolers' website, www.infinite-coolers.com. The cooler is built where, when the wheels are deployed, it's rated up to 140 pounds, no problem, he said. The biggest issue, the only thing I tell people, is do not let people sit on it. One is liability reasons. They could hurt themselves. And 2 is, you can't hold a grown man on top of it and have 140 pounds of content in that cooler. When you get into the wheel mechanism, we also took into account the total weight of the cooler. We can't put these big, heavy stainless steel axles on there because then you're adding anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds on each side of the cooler. That defeats the purpose, really. You rarely have to lift it up, but when you do, you want to be able to lift it up. Gonzalez got serious about the project during his senior year at Texas Tech, becoming involved in the university's Innovation Hub and Collegiate Entrepreneurship Organization. He returned to Odessa after graduation and took part in the 2018 Odessa Business Challenge, winning a $125,000 prize that enabled him to launch his business. That $125,000 from the Odessa Business Challenge catapulted me into production, he said. I'm so grateful for them. Without that, I would be so far behind I still wouldn't have a product out. But first, Gonzalez had to endure an episode when the wheel literally came off. I came to the Odessa Business Challenge with a prototype, he said. I've never told this story. The judges don't even know it. I presented my prototype in the Bank of America building in downtown Odessa. I was scrambling an hour before trying to get this thing put together because certain things weren't working on it. I got to the competition. I presented, and everything was great. As soon as I got outside, the mechanism on the wheels failed, and it just fell to the ground. It made it for the presentation, and as soon as I left that building, rolling it back to my car, it completely fell to pieces. A 2014 Permian graduate, Gonzalez has spent almost his whole life in Odessa, attending St. John's Episcopal School and Bonham Junior High before high school. His family has deep roots in the area, with his father, David, being a longtime employee at the Texas Department of Transportation, while his mother, Laura, is the chief deputy of the federal courts of the Western District of Texas. He has an older brother, Evan, who is also in the process of starting a local business. While the coronavirus pandemic has cut into leisure activities, Gonzalez has been able to find a market for his product line after opening for business in May. "I'm not complaining, taking in all the factors," he said. "People weren't able to go anywhere. All the lakes and beaches were shut down. With all that in mind, I've been doing extremely well. I'm blessed. I can't complain at all." One market Gonzalez is hoping to break into is sports teams, and said the coolers can be easily personalized with school, team, and company logos. "I would love to get them out there," he said. "That'd be great on the sidelines. I'm working on getting in contact with the AD at Texas Tech. It's definitely on my list to see those on the sidelines. I've had so much feedback from coaches about this would be a lifesaver. Dragging coolers from the field to the locker room is such a pain." Gonzalez has already started to expand his product line. In addition to the coolers, he has a soft cooler backpack available for pre-order and is in development on an energy beverage. "It's called Infinite Energy," he said. "It's all natural, no preservatives, no artificial colors or flavors, zero sugars. It's designed and formulated for anyone from the business person who needs a pick-me-up in the middle of the day to an avid fitness person that needs it pre-workout to even the outdoorsman that needs a little boost of energy to get that hike going." Gonzalez has a business location in Odessa, but the manufacturing is done overseas, while shipping and receiving is based in the Dallas area. "Being the little man, getting produced in the U.S. right now is just way too high," he said. "The cost to the consumer would be way too much." Chief Nursing Officer: "My ultimate goal. Let's face it, we don't always eat as healthy as we should. Perhaps opting for a quick meal from the drive-thru and washing it all down with a large diet soda. Between the preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and excess sugars prevalent in many of our foods and beverages, they can alter the balance of the beneficial gut bacteria, setting our digestive health into a tailspin. Beneficial bacteria are essential in maintaining optimal digestive health, and the very boost you might need is by adding probiotics to your daily regimen. Probiotics are living microscopic organisms which can yield healthful benefits. These living microorganisms are most often bacteria, but can also be certain types of yeast. For some, hearing the words bacteria or yeast may draw a negative association in thinking these may be harmful. Quite the contrary. Several strains of bacteria and yeast are actually good. Those, like those found in probiotics, are actually very beneficial and necessary for our bodies to function properly. The living organisms in probiotics are the same or similar to the beneficial or good bacteria found within your intestines. Having the right balance of these good bacteria provides an ideal environment for the digestive system to work efficiently and effectively. According to the American Gastroenterological Association, the science continues to emerge on probiotics, but acknowledge they hold very beneficial aspects to overall gastrointestinal health. Some of these benefits may include boosting your immune system by enhancing the production of antibodies to certain vaccines, produce substances that prevent infection, preventing harmful bacteria from attaching to the gut lining and continuing to grow. Sends signals to cells within the gut to produce more mucus in the intestine, which acts as a barrier against infection. Inhibit or destroy toxins produced from bad bacteria. Helps the body produce B vitamins, which are necessary for metabolizing the food we eat. The popularity of probiotics over the past few years seems to have spurred several food and beverage manufacturers to include them in their products. Today, products with probiotics can include anything from yogurt and granola bars to chocolate and baby food. A multitude of products can leave your head spinning and wondering if you will get any benefit at all. The best way to decipher which product will work best for you is to visit with your doctor, preferably a gastroenterologist. While there are many different strains of beneficial bacteria classified as probiotics, the most common are Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Each group of these bacteria has different species, and each species has different strains. This is where some of the complexity comes in, and where your doctor can help you choose the best product. For instance, some strains are more inclined to help with the immune system and move digested food through the gut, while other strains may help relieve lactose intolerance by helping the body break down lactose found in milk and milk products. Found naturally in fermented foods, such as yogurt, sauerkraut, and kefir, probiotics have been a staple in many cultures and regions throughout the world. Overall, probiotics are safe and carry minimal risks, but are still best discussed with your doctor prior to using them. Through advanced science and manufacturing techniques, there are now many formulations available commercially, easy to use, and over-the-counter for those looking to add this supplementation to their respective diets. The American Gastroenterological Association also offers these suggestions on helping you and your physician choose the most appropriate probiotics to fit your needs. Checking the label. The more information a product has, the better. Look for information specific to the probiotics group, species, and strains found in the contents of the product. If necessary, call the manufacturer directly and ask questions about their product, specifically what research they have done that supports their product. Stick to well-established companies and or companies who are reputable. The internet can be deceiving, so exercise caution, especially in situations that sound too good to be true, and or with products and companies with no established reputation. Have an honest and open discussion with your doctor about any symptoms you have, as well as any previous or current digestive issues you are experiencing. If probiotics are an option for you, it may be the missing piece needed to improve not only your digestive, but overall health as well. Levi Stone.
Learning to Grow from Cuttings by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. If you have a favorite tomato plant this summer, you can try growing a new one for your fall garden just like it from a cutting. In these times we live in, learning to grow from cuttings can be a valuable skill, and the tomato is an easy way to learn. A cutting kept in a warm window will be ready to set out in just 10 to 14 days, whereas a plant started from seed can take 6 to 8 weeks. Cells in the stems of tomato plants can root quickly when kept moist, and can also be rooted directly into the soil. Begin with clean paper or styrofoam cups or 4-inch pots. Use a pencil to poke a drain hole in the bottom of the cup. Fill the container about 1/4 of the way with dampened potting soil. Examine your favorite tomato plant and find 6-inch long tips of stems that are disease-free and look healthy. Cut off a piece at least 6 inches long. Use sharp scissors to snap off any leaves or blooms, leaving only the 2 or 3 leaves at the very tip of the stem. Trim the bottom so that it will be about 1 inch from the bottom of the cup. Use a pencil to poke a hole in your potting soil, stopping 1 inch from the bottom of the cup. Push the cutting into the hole and gently press the soil against the stem. Set in a warm place for 7 days. Be sure to keep the soil moist. I have had success setting the planted tomato into a large Ziploc bag and putting the whole thing in a kitchen window. I leave 2 inches of the zipper open so that some air can reach the plant. It serves as a mini greenhouse and seems to speed up the process. During the second week, expose your new plant to more light. Transplant to a pot or your garden when new leaves begin to grow, or you can see roots in the drain hole of the cup. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa, or 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Simple Test May Solve Turf Grass Issues by Jeanette Castanon. Turf grass issues are the most common questions I receive to my office. Sometimes the issue can be solved by a simple water audit. Check how much water and how efficiently your irrigation system is working. You can perform a simple catch can test to figure out how well water is being distributed throughout your landscape. The root zone is typically 6 inches deep, and 1 inch of water can fill this root zone. Sometimes irrigation systems will apply water faster than the soil can absorb it. To perform a catch can test, follow the steps that can be found at wateruniversity.tamu.edu. 1. Place 5 to 9 catch cans, tuna or cat food cans work great, in each irrigation zone or station. 2. To determine how much water is applied to each area, run each zone with spray nozzles for 5 minutes. Run 10 to 15 minutes for zones with rotors. Measure the amount of water in each catch can at the end of the specified time. 3. To determine run time each station should run, use this example. If there is 1/4 inch of water in each catch can after running for 5 minutes, to apply 1 inch of water, set the run time for 20 minutes. This is just an example. Your measurements could vary greatly. Some irrigation systems apply water faster than the ground will absorb 1 inch of the water. To avoid water running off the landscape into the street, you may need to run these stations several short times instead of one long time. With this example, set the controller to run 10 minutes 2 times. See Cycle and Soak and Aerate Lawn Area for more ideas. 4. If the water levels in the catch cans are equal or near equal, your irrigation system is working efficiently, distributing water evenly. 5. Test each zone. Water application and distribution can vary by zone. Jeanette Castanon is a horticulturalist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. You can visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. You can call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 70.